New York Post journalist censored on Twitter for exposing champagne socialist Carlos Maza. By Alam Bokhari on March 8, 2020. New York Post journalist John Levine was locked out of his Twitter account earlier today and forced to delete several tweets in connection to his article exposing the ultra-wealthy background of socialist YouTuber Carlos Maza. Twitter first locked Levine out of his account this morning, but after inquiries from the journalist and his followers, the platform restored access to his account, claiming that the lockout had been an error and that his tweets about Maza did not violate the platform's policies. However, later in the day, Twitter changed its mind again, telling Levine that upon further investigation, these tweets violate our Twitter rules, specifically our private information policy. Levine had tweeted pictures from his recent article, YouTube socialist Carlos Maza slams the wealthy but lived in luxury, showing pictures of a $10 million mansion in Florida owned by Maza's family. The pictures are publicly viewable on real estate websites, where Levine obtained them. Levine's tweets were archived and can be viewed here. They reveal information about the mega-wealthy background of socialist Maza. Twitter claimed that Levine posting publicly available images of Maza was a violation of its private information policy. Yet Maza has done the same. Last month, he called out establishment Democrat James Carville for living in an obscene four-story mansion, posting images of the residence to prove it. Maza did not tell his followers about his family's $10 million Florida abode, where he is registered to vote. If Maza wants to start eating the rich, he may have to begin with his own family, wrote Levine in his NY Post article. Through his clan, the Millennial Firebrand is connected to multiple Florida mega mansions, a $7.1 million pad on the Upper West Side purchased under an LLC, and a yacht by luxury boat maker Donzi. This is not the first time that Maza has been connected to a censorship controversy on a major tech platform. Last year, using his position as a writer for FarLeftVox.com, Maza pressured YouTube into demonetizing videos from conservative commentator Steven Crowder, an act that led to the condemnation of the Google-owned platform from Senator Ted Cruz, RTX, and others. In the aftermath of the controversy, YouTube cracked down on content across its platform. In a tweet about Twitter's censorship, Levine called the platform's actions Orwellian. Despite initially calling their decision to lock my account an error, Twitter locked me out again a few hours later over the same Carlos Maza story. I have reluctantly deleted the tweet and I'm sharing with you some of the timeline here. This is Orwellian. Are you an insider at Google, Facebook, Twitter, or any other tech company who wants to confidentially reveal wrongdoing or political bias at your company? Reach out to Alam Bokhari at his secure email address alambokhari@protonmail.com. Alam Bokhari is the senior technology correspondent at Breitbart News.